Here is our first batch of news items. We'll hear about events which took place over Holy Week, and then more contentious issues as the council's housing company goes into liquidation, together with the proposed change in East Anglia to three unitary councils and a North Sea wind farm. A donkey-led procession and moving music have been among the Holy Week events in the city. Norwich Cathedral's clergy and their choir began the week on Palm Sunday by joining members of St Peter Mancroft Church outside the Forum for the traditional Litany of the Palms, before processing through the streets to the cathedral for the 10:30 a.m. sung Eucharist. On Saturday evening, Norwich Cathedral Choir and Norwich Baroque performed Bach's St John's Passion in the cathedral nave. On Monday, clergy from across the Diocese of Norwich gathered for the Chrism Eucharist.
Lion Homes, which was Norwich City Council's social and affordable housing arm, has appointed liquidators after City Hall agreed to close and liquidate the company last year. Accounts show the firm made £5 million in losses in 5 years, while homes in one development it built were sold for less than they cost to build. The Labour-run council had to write off a £6 million loan to the company, saying it had struggled because of spiralling borrowing costs and a hostile planning system.
Norfolk's biggest council shake-up in more than 50 years might pave the way for a devolution deal that could unlock investment and create jobs across the region. The government has confirmed that Norfolk's 8 councils will be abolished and replaced with 3 new unitary councils, Greater Norwich, West Norfolk and East Norfolk, from April 2028. Business leaders say the move to fewer, larger councils goes hand in hand with devolution and the creation of a mayoral combined county authority for Norfolk and Suffolk. Devolution would see powers and budgets for transport, housing, jobs and skills transferred from central government to a Norfolk-Suffolk combined authority, controlled by an elected cross-county mayor.
The first of 2 converter stations for the world's largest offshore wind farm has been installed on the seabed off the Norfolk coast. Once complete, Ørsted's Hornsea 3 wind farm will power more than 3 million UK homes. Made up of the jacket, which is piled into the seabed, and the topside, which sits above, the offshore converter station will help transform power from the wind farm's turbines before it's sent to the UK via cable. The converter station towers 70 metres above sea level, taller than the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It is a venue which will hold a place in the hearts of many of the city's film buffs. But now, contractors have begun tearing down the old Hollywood cinema in Anglia Square as a major regeneration project rumbles on. Onlookers watched as the wall facing the street was torn away, revealing the inside of the cinema, which closed in 2019. The cinema was the most luxurious outside the West End when it opened in 1971. Council officials had been tight-lipped about the cinema and campaigners were nervous that rare projection equipment would be lost to rubble. However, Norwich University of the Arts saved the 1961 Cinemeccanica Victoria 8 projector just before the destruction began.